This is LBC London News.
Just approaching 10 minutes to four right now here on LBC London News. Let's go live now to the United States, and police in Louisiana say they're now convinced that the ex-Marine who gunned down three police officers in Baton Rouge yesterday was carrying out a deliberate ambush. They say there's clear evidence that Gavin Long intended to kill police officers because of his anger over police violence towards black Americans in Louisiana and elsewhere. Meanwhile, Republicans, they're gathering in Cleveland, where the party's convention gets underway in a few hours' time. Now, covering both of these stories for us here on LBC London News is our US correspondent Simon Marks, who joins me now live from Cleveland. Very good afternoon to you, Simon. So let's first get up to date with those awful events in Baton Rouge. How have the police concluded that this was a deliberate ambush?
Well, I think they've been studying very closely a series of very angry videos that Gavin Long, this ex-Marine who had served with U.S. forces in Iraq, uploaded to YouTube and other social media sites over the course of the last few weeks. And there may also be other evidence that they've gathered from his home. But they say now that they are absolutely certain that this was a deliberate ambush, an attempt to kill police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, tied to the killing by police of Alton Sterling, the black American who was selling CDs and DVDs outside a supermarket in the city 12 or 13 days ago. That killing had led to protests on the streets of Baton Rouge. They had all been peaceful by the Black Lives Matter organization, and then suddenly yesterday morning, police were alerted to the presence of this man walking down a highway with an assault rifle, and when they arrived, gunfire was exchanged. Three police were killed and another three left seriously wounded. That led to President Obama, of course, once again to interrupt his day and once again to address an issue of mass gun violence in America. People who knew the shooter, Gavin Long, say that they are surprised, although he was known to be a loner in Kansas City, Missouri, where he came from. This is what we heard from one of his neighbors, Carl Ballou.
Everybody should be in shock every time this happens. I mean, it's not natural by any means. I mean, killing, just be killing. What purpose? What purpose, you know? It's just sad.
And that very much the reaction that we're hearing from people across the country who are horrified once again by this paroxysm of violence that has come to dominate news coverage here over the last 24 hours.
And how much of those events in Baton Rouge do you think will overshadow at least the start of the Republican convention?
Look, I think they've certainly cast a pall over it. I mean, clearly news of that shooting was breaking here in Cleveland just as Republicans were beginning to arrive for this convention. I should explain that I am broadcasting at the moment from outside a coffee shop with a very squeaky door in Cleveland, so you might be able to hear that in the background. There's no question that it's cast a pall over Cleveland and the rest of the country. But I think also what's been interesting has been to notice the somewhat intemperate reaction to all of this from one of the very many police detectives who are being deployed here in Cleveland to provide security for this Republican convention. Steve Loomis is a detective in Cleveland, but he is also the head of the police union here in the city.
Absolutely insane that we have a president of the United States and a governor of Minnesota making the statements that they made less than one day after those police-involved shootings. And the President of the United States has blood on his hands and will not be able to come washed off.
And President Obama, of course, has tried to walk a very fine line between offering support for the police but also offering support and understanding for the Black Lives Matter movement. All of this, Donald Trump insists and will insist here at the Republican convention, just shows that Barack Obama, as he put it yesterday, has no clue and doesn't understand the extent to which the country is divided and now requires new leadership to try and overcome the violence that has been roiling so many American cities.
Well, let's talk politics, actually. This is Donald Trump's coming out party, really, isn't it? Is there any chance that even at this late stage there might be some sort of attempt to stop him from becoming the party's presidential candidate?
Well, that, of course, is something that we've all been looking for over the last couple of weeks. There was a heated meeting last week of the Republican Party's Rules Committee, and there were attempts made there to try and change the rules governing this convention to give the dump Trump folks an opportunity to try and replace him as the presidential candidate. They comprehensively lost that battle, partly because Donald Trump made sure that there were a large number of pro-Trump lawyers in the room who were trying to head off the threat to him. And at this point, most people think that the opportunity for the dump Trump people to get rid of him may have passed. Here's the view of top Republican strategist Rich Galen.
4 or 5 months ago, geniuses like me were sitting around saying, well, how close does Trump have to get to the actual majority, which is 1,237 delegates? If he misses by 30, if he's 30 delegates short, can he still win? If he's 50, can he still win? He's 300 delegates over that number. So the notion of him being stopped in some kind of floor activity just seems to me to be impossible.
So Donald Trump seems to have a firm grip on the nomination, but now what he's got to do is get a really firm grip on the Republican Party. It is split asunder. There are large numbers of leading Republicans, both Presidents Bush, John McCain, leading senator on Capitol Hill, Mitt Romney, the former Republican presidential candidate, who are all staying away from this convention in Cleveland. And Donald Trump is still being peppered with questions over the weekend news that he was going to team up with Governor Mike Pence of Indiana to be his running mate. They are not entirely political soulmates, and Donald Trump, as recently as a few hours ago in an appearance on Fox News, was asked again whether it wasn't true that he didn't really initially want Mike Pence to be his vice president.
The media is so distorted and so false. I read a certain person on CNN saying, oh, well, it wasn't really my first choice. It was absolutely my first choice.
But there is copious amounts of evidence to suggest that Donald Trump wasn't entirely enthralled about this decision to put Mike Pence on the ticket. He is now stuck with him and stuck explaining the fact that he and Governor Pence on several issues, including the all-important issue of free trade agreements, are simply not on the same page politically. And that, I think, is going to dog Donald Trump here in Cleveland and beyond.
Yeah, because the announcement of Mike Pence to be his running mate, the vice president, the announcement was a bit of a wet weekend, wasn't it?
It was absolutely extraordinary. I mean, it was rather like watching Ronnie Corbett engaging in a shaggy dog story. It took Donald Trump so long to get to the point where he actually brought Mike Pence onto the stage that he seemed to be communicating that he was very reluctant even to have him up there with him. And there was no sense of great moment about that announcement. No sense of, you know, a balloon drop or streamers or the crowd going wild. It was a very, very lukewarm effort. Donald Trump's going to hope to turn that around at the convention this week, and not just Donald Trump, but other leading members of the Trump family, his wife, his daughters, his son. They're all on the list of speakers that we're going to be hearing from between now and Thursday night. That is partly a reflection of the fact that it's been proving difficult for Donald Trump to attract the kind of caliber of speakers that one would normally expect to see at this convention.